So just to kick things off, this is the reason why we have a code of professional conduct and a reason why we have ethical principles. I think it is a distinguishing mark of the tax profession, the tax business, if you will, that we care a lot about ethics, and we care about them because we have an obligation not only to our clients, which of course is paramount, but we have an obligation that in some circumstances we have an obligation to the system of tax administration, and we have decided to impose a set of rules and principles on ourselves before anybody else does so, in order to regulate how we manage the very tricky and knotty issues of ethics that we see in our practice. So, Scott, do you want to sort of talk more generally about the background and meaning of ethics in the tax context?
Sure. I think it's helpful to understand, if we're going to be talking about ethics, what exactly we mean by the term ethics. And it's important to recognize that as humans, we are highly social animals. And any individual is going to have a complex web or network of relationships and individuals that they have to interact with on a daily basis. On the professional level, those relationships could be clients, colleagues, employees. And ethics is a system of standards for behavior or conduct that we should follow as we're trying to navigate that web or network of interactions on a daily basis, recognizing that whatever action we take with respect to one relationship is going to have an effect throughout the network. Next slide. So an ethics code, when we talk about that identification of standards for how to behave or conduct oneself, we have a code of ethics, and it's not merely supposed to be prescriptive in the sense that thou shalt not perform this activity, but it's supposed to be normative to identify what we should be doing in any given circumstance. It's supposed to be affirmative and aspirational. So a code of ethics will identify or articulate both to the profession and to the general public what our values are in any given situation. And it will articulate from the outset what our standards and values of behavior are going to be. That then provides the guide for the profession and the professionals to understand in any given situation how they should be behaving, what the expectations are for behavior or conduct. This also provides the guide for where questions are raised, where there isn't a clear rule. Identifying what rules should apply, what sort of analysis should apply as we try to answer the question of how we should behave in a certain circumstance. And then lastly, the ethics code provides us with a method for where there has been a lapse in behavior or a failure to meet those normative standards, a method for achieving corrective action for whether that's discipline or some other corrective action. All of which taken together identifies both to the profession and to the general public that there is integrity within the entire system. So what we're going to talk about today, we're going to start with, and I've got a colleague who, when mentoring professionals, younger professionals, has coined the term, start with a source when evaluating a particular fact pattern or when identifying where an analysis should start on a legal question. Start with the source of the particular subject matter that's at issue. So we're going to start with the source of the ethical rules and obligations. And then we'll move into some of the hypotheticals that'll cover topics like ethics and technology, correction of erroneous returns, privilege, conflicts, and various reporting standards.
So Larry, when starting, we probably look it to ourselves and our gut, right?
Yeah, well, I think every person has their own moral compass, and you have to start there. Mine started with Sister Jean Mary in kindergarten, and then Monsignor Fulkerson, and you know, I got my moral teachings from a panoply of sources, I suppose. But I think a lot of people start with kind of basic tests that they apply. You can call it, what would my mother say if she saw me doing this? Would I be willing to have this appear on the front page of the Wall Street Journal? I mean, there are lots of different formulations of how you can test yourself or how you feel about the choices that you're making. I have what I call the special agent test. I live my entire life as if a special agent is filming and watching everything I'm doing. I think I can make it through life if I can survive that.